Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So many things I want to share. This is on my heart. Two things. Number one, I failed to mention Catherine Norris. Catherine is in Winter Haven Hospital. Talked with David yesterday. She got in Friday, I think. And I actually was going to go see her, and David said, Catherine said, don't come see me. So I didn't. I'll see her tomorrow. She may get out tomorrow. But anyway, pray for Catherine. She's in the hospital. And then this thing about worship. One thing that I noticed when we were in Ukraine, we were at that place where there's an orphanage there, and we'll get to that later. We'll see some video. It's a long story short. But when they worshiped, I'm telling you, I saw, as they were singing, ladies were weeping as they were singing. I don't know if Damon and Melanie saw this, but it just affected me in a way that when we sing, we just sing. But when they say, it came from their heart. And literally, I'm watching ladies, they had white, singing. And they were weeping and wiping their eyes. They were singing to the Lord. And I pray today as we worship that we worship. Okay, now you don't have to cry like that, but listen to me, it be from the heart. And just it's not just a ritual, it's just something we do. But let it be real, that when we leave this place, we can say it truly has been good to be in the house of the Lord. We are so blessed. And I know that we're spoiled here. You know that. We're so spoiled. Our air conditioning, we didn't have air conditioning over it. And hot, and I got to get my lesson. In one day, it went a 50-degree swing. One day it was in the hundreds, 100 and whatever it was. The next day it was 60-something degrees. But it was hot over there. But no air conditioning. Man, them people just, let's get started, okay? So worship. Worship today. They that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. And I believe we have the truth, don't you? Got the Word of God. I believe we teach truth. But where we fall short as God's people, us, we have the truth, and that's about as far as we go. But do we really worship our spirit? I don't want to use that word. But anyway, intertwining with the Lord's spirit and have a note to go along with that. I may know all the doctrines of the Bible. And by the way, I love to teach. I love to teach Bible doctrines. You know, matter of fact, we'll share tonight and this morning then about over there in Ukraine, we have an opportunity to start a Bible college, Bible school. They're hungry for the Word of God. They want to hear doctrine. But I may know all the doctrines of the Bible, but unless I know Christ, there's not one doctrine that can save us. Hope you let that. We can know all about this Bible, but if we don't know who Christ is, and it's not personal to us, all the doctrines of the Bible, it cannot save us. This morning, I want to finish, and I started this 2-3 weeks ago. I want to finish this thing and start on something else. But I added to it just while I was gone, this thing about resurrection and eternal life. Do you know that eternal life is not something you get when you die? Let that sink in. When we think of eternal life, it's not something you get when you die. It's something that you receive when you believe. What a tremendous truth that is. We think of eternal, we think of the future. No. Eternal life is something that we receive once we believe. We're recipients of that eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but now you have everlasting life, eternal life. So when we talk about this thing about resurrection, and again, this focused it from yesterday. We had a funeral here yesterday, and Miss Janice went to a funeral yesterday, and I'm not sure about the situation with her, but Brother Eddie Wright is in heaven today, and I mentioned yesterday, I had a chance to speak a little bit and was honored to do so, and I mentioned Eddie Wright's not here. He's not dead. He's very much alive. Matter of fact, he's more alive than he's ever been. he's experiencing now from what was promised him, eternal life. He got it at the point of salvation. He's still experiencing that. One day he'll receive a new body. And that's what I want to talk about again. There's some thoughts here that I want to kind of bring it all to conclusion about this thing about resurrection. Everyone will receive a resurrected body. I want to drill that into your mind, okay? Everyone, believers and unbelievers, will receive a resurrected body just at an appointed time. The word resurrection occurs 42 times in the Word of God. And it's only referred to in the New Testament. The word resurrection is only referred to in the New Testament. Even though we see in the Old Testament some resurrections, and I told you about that a few weeks ago about some instances of the Old Testament where people were raised from the dead. But it's only the term is only used in the New Testament, and it's used 42 times there. However, it's alluded to the resurrection in the Old Testament, in Job, Psalms, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, those actually see some examples there. Was it Elijah or Elisha that laid on the widow's son? You spiritual people, Elisha? This is a question for Temple. Remember you had that Bible thing, was Elijah or Elisha? Who was it, Temple? Elisha, that was my thought. You know, he resurrected that widow's son. Others that had resurrected. But the term is used in the New Testament. First, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15, and that'd be our key verse for the morning. 1 Corinthians 15 is the great resurrection chapter. I'm not going to read it all because of time's sake. I have a lot to go over this morning. But I want you to notice in verse number 23, the first part in that. But every man in his own order, in other words, in his own time, everyone will receive a resurrected body, but according to his order, according to his time. And his order also refers to believers and unbelievers. So believers, those who trust Christ, will receive their resurrected bodies at an appointed time in their order. Unbelievers will receive their resurrected body, and we'll look at that, in their time, in their order, at an appointed time. And we notice that there are basically, again, time won't allow it, that there's resurrection of in John chapter number 5, Jesus speaks of a resurrection of life and a resurrection of damnation. If you want to write that verse down. So Jesus refers to the resurrection of life. That's for the believers. It's in John chapter 5. Verses 24 through 29. Then he talks about resurrection of damnation. That's the unbeliever. So Jesus himself talks about resurrection of believers and resurrection of unbelievers. And then we read in Acts chapter number 24, verse number 15, that there's resurrection of the unjust and resurrection of the unjust. Acts 24, 15. In other words, everyone from the time of Adam to the last person who will ever live, whoever die, I should say, they will receive a resurrected body, whether they're a believer or whether they are unbelievers, okay? Now, for believers, there's a certain order in which their believers are going to be resurrected. Jesus Christ, and I had this question asked, somebody asked me this question. Was that you, Miss Iris? That wasn't you, was it? Because you know everything. You don't have to ask any questions. But somebody asked questions about Jesus. I said, Jesus was the first to ever receive a resurrected body, a glorified body. He was the first of a new order, okay? All the people that was resurrected before Jesus. You sure that wasn't you, Miss Iris? About Lazarus? That was you. I do remember. I hadn't gotten dementia yet. I'm getting close, okay? Miss Iris said, what about Lazarus and all those other people who were resurrected? They did not receive a glorified body. Jesus was the first. And you read here in 1 Corinthians 15, Christ the first fruits.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.